ओम शांति। कॉन्करिंग द नेचर, वेन एवर वी हियर द वर्ड कॉन्कर वी फील डिलाइटेड, हैप्पी, विक्टोरियस एंड वी आर फिल्ड अप विद जॉय, एंथुसिएज्म, encouragement and new ideas. And when we are talking about the conquering the nature, we all know that nature word is used in two ways. One pertaining to our inner nature, our habits, sanskars, and whatever the practices we are doing, those old sanskars. And that's why it is said in some of the philosophies that this world is the drama playground of Purush and Prakriti. Purush means soul and Prakriti means this body made up of these five elements. We all know that this whole world is made up of five basic elements of nature. And these five elements we all know. This water, air, earth, ether and sun. That is heat, fire. So this nature world, the whole drama, world cycle, is a playground for a sort of interaction between the Purush and Prakriti, that is the human soul and this body through which the soul plays the part. And in wider sense, if we see this drama, Param Purush and this unlimited Prakriti, that is Param Purush means Almighty Godfather Shiva, Shiv Baba, and these five elements of nature. So this external nature and internal nature of we human being, they are greatly connected and interdependent on each other. We all know that in golden age, everything, the whole of Prakriti, that five elements, they are well in order. Because the external nature is nothing but the reflection of the inner nature of the human beings playing part at that particular time. In golden age, we all are sato pradhan, golden aged. Well, in every way, we are complete in ourselves. So the external nature is also very peaceful, also in the form of giving one. Because human nature is peaceful, pure, contented. So the external nature, that is also very helpful to the human beings. Whereas contrary to that one, Now in the Iron Age, we all souls have become violent under the influence of lust, anger, greed, ego, jealousy, hatred, attachment, all the negativities. So the external five elements of nature, they also have become very much violent. And that's why this nature, time to time, plays such a violent part in the form of natural calamities. Sometimes the earthquake, famine, floods, tsunamis, cyclones. Like that, these five elements, they have become the source of sorrow and unhappiness. That is why Baba always says, time to time, if we conquer our old nature, this vicious nature, all the negativities, then since the external nature is nothing but the reflection of the inner nature, so these five elements of nature, they will also become benevolent. They will also remain in peace. They will be a source of happiness. And that's why it is vital to conquer our old sanskar, old nature. Before all of us, the only soul who has become perfect, who has attained the angelic stage and became karmatit, the one and the only one is, who is? Brahma Baba. And I had the good fortune to be with him for about some 6 to 7 years. And nonetheless, when Baba has attained his final stage, karmatit stage, angelic stage, on 18th January 1969, this was my great fortune that I was here. I came here on early 17th morning, and those 2 days I had the opportunity to see Baba's karmatit final angelic stage, which I want to share some of those points with you, and how Baba has achieved that stage, and how it was reflected from every activity of Baba. We all know by Baba's history, Yajna history, that Baba was very expert jewelry, diamond merchant, and he was having big contacts with all the kings, Maharajas, etc., who were ruling at that time. And his Laukik wife, Jasoda, she was also quite spiritual as Baba was. And she used to say to Baba, okay, we have earned sufficient, now we should go in somewhere in isolation and remember God, though the knowledge of God was not there. But Baba always used to say, okay, let us earn something this much, though we have earned so many millions, but still, let us earn something more, and then we will be going to some isolated place and remember Baba. Remember God. At that time, Baba was not having that knowledge. So Baba was also quite a Laukik man. That I want to emphasize. But when Baba had those divine visions, and the vision of Vishnu, saying Aham Chaturbhuj Tattvam. Like that you are the same one as myself, Vishnu. But the one which changed Baba's life also was one of the vision which Baba saw. After the transformation, the destruction, so much, this so-called world war, atomic war, and the transformation of the world through natural calamities, so much destruction when Baba saw. And then Baba saw that there were some stars in the sky. That was actually Paramdham, and those stars were the souls. And they are coming to the earth and converting into prince, small prince and princess. And the golden world which Baba saw, everybody is dancing and enjoying and marrying, and the nature was also very much, you see, pleasant. Everything was so nice. And then Baba got a voice. He heard the sound that you have to create this world. You have to make this world. This all of you know. And from that time, the transformation took place. What was that voice? Who was speaking? Who was guiding that I have to make this world? How I will make? I don't know anything. These were the words which came out from Baba's mouth. So from laukik to alaukik and divine, as soon as Baba got this message and the aim and object of Baba's life became clear before Baba, you have to make this world, then Baba's life transformed. And from that moment Baba started conquering his old nature. Baba just used to sit in isolation for sometimes hours together and started getting these various messages. So, if we want to conquer our old nature, in our mind the target should be very clear. Yes, it was not only Baba, this is the message to all of us, that we have to transform this world into the golden aged deity world, as Baba got the message. Baba saw it in the vision, and we all got the message through Brahma Baba, which Shiva Baba is giving. So this should always remain in our mind, and that if it remains in our mind, then it will be reflected from our words, actions, speech, and habits, behavior, that as we are the instruments for making the new world. And Baba practiced, you all might have heard that there are two diaries, small diaries written by Baba, which are there in Yajna. In one, Baba practiced what? I am soul. Not only myself, I am soul, Jasoda is soul, who was Baba's laukik wife, Nirmala, Nirmal Shanta Dadi, Narayan, son, daughter, this, all souls. So Baba practiced it. He wrote everything that I am soul, he is soul, she is soul, like that. And it became so much actually got intruded in Baba's mind that Baba, to whom he used to give drishti, for some time one used to forget about the body. And in the beginning when we used to meet Baba, Baba will spread his arm. Oh, dear divine children, loving, please, my loving child. Oh, so it was not only the word, these were the aura, the vibration of Baba that we used to get pulled in Baba's arm, just like a sort of magnetic pull. And then, though maybe for some time, but we used to forget our body. We used to become soul conscious immediately. Then, for some, maybe half minute, 1 minute or so, we used to enjoy that soul conscious stage. Then Baba will bring us back, by a little this tapping. Oh, yes, child, come back, come back. And then we used to come back to the body. Of course, soul never leaves the body, it is the consciousness. And then Baba will give the toli and ask the name and some conversation. But the main thing is that Baba's, since he himself practiced that I am soul, everybody is soul, so Baba was able to uplift each and every human being and to from the body conscious stage to the soul conscious. So this is another lesson. If we want to conquer our old nature, that we have to practice this thing. It should become so much deep rooted in our psyche that I am soul. And then one person will leave, then another will come, and he will also become soul conscious. One by one, the whole party members, they will meet Baba, and Baba will talk with them. And in the later stages, last 3 years, Baba was not meeting much, but Baba will give drishti, and the same thing, same phenomena will happen. As soon as Baba will give drishti, immediately one will just fly away, become soul conscious. So much powerful was drishti. And not only is drishti, but the aura of Baba, the light and might, which it is not a physical aspect, but automatically you will feel just as you are seeing in the eyes of Baba, as you are lost. So Baba now wants that we, each and every, all of us, must attain this stage. So that if we attain this stage, we will be able to uplift anybody from body conscious to soul conscious. So this we were feeling. So this is one of the main things. Another thing, another diary is there, Baba's, where Baba has instructed, which Baba is emphasizing in last 3-4 years in Avyakt Murlis. What is that one? We have to meet the guard. We have to sit with our subtle, these sense organs. These 5 are our physical sense organs. What are our subtle faculties? Mind, intellect and sanskars. We have to sit daily with them and talk with them, communicate with them, so that they do the activity as per my wish, not as per their own wish. Often we say, oh, our mind is beyond my control, Man bada chanchal hai, it goes away here and there. And Baba has written one letter, I will like to tell you, what Baba did in that as early as in 1936-37 when Baba got this realization. Baba wrote the letter. Though Baba wrote in Sindhi, we were provided its Hindi or English translation, which few lines I will like to share with you. So Baba is talking with his mind. Oh, my mind, I am the king, soul, the king. You are my minister, mind. But you have become so much powerful that you have made me, the king, slave. And wherever you wanted to go, you were running and I was running behind you. I was following you everywhere. But now, my mind, I order you that now myself, the king, the soul, again has re-established itself in the kingly stage, and now you have to obey me. I will not obey you. You have to obey me because I am the king, you are my minister. So Baba ordered it by sitting in that stage of Soma, the soul conscious, in that high stage that I am the ruler, I am the king. These organs, they have to obey me. They cannot do that whatever they like. Whatever I order, they have to obey me. And these physical organs obey first the subtle organs, these mind, intellect, etc., they have to obey me. So Baba ordered it. And that what Baba often refers, that though we want, we wish, they should obey, but at the time when we recall any power, at that time it doesn't come. In last Murli also Baba referred it. We feel that this power, power of tolerance, power of the whatever various powers, they are there, but at the time when it is required most, at that time it doesn't come. Why? Because I am not re-established myself in my original stage, kingly stage. If I sit on my throne and then I order, if suppose some big official is there or president, prime minister, as long as he is in the power, everybody will obey him. But when he is not in the power, one may or may not obey. Similarly, when I establish myself, oh, I am the king, I am commanding you, I am ordering you, then they have to obey me. So that what Baba often refers. So now this is the time that Baba wants us, just like as Baba ordered his mind. Similarly, Baba wrote a letter to his intellect. Oh, my intellect. You have also been following the mind. And though I am the king, but you both have conquered me and I became your slave. Wherever my mind or intellect you were going, I was following you. I became so much weak. But now I am again re-establishing myself. I have again established myself on the soul conscious throne. And now I order you that you have to obey me. I will not obey you. So Baba commanded, and in the same way, Baba wants us also, that we should be able to command our these subtle sense organs, especially this mind and intellect. So this is another way, if once this mind and intellect, they come under our control, automatically the old sanskars, old habits, negativities, jealousy, hatred, anger, greed, etc., they will automatically will be controlled, because everything is generated in the mind. So Baba established, so conquering this nature. And this was reflected. How it was reflected? Because you see, whatever our Purusharth is there, there should be some proof of it. Yes, I am moving in right direction. And if I am not moving in right direction, I may be thinking, okay, everything is all right, but things may not be as right as I wish. Physically, if suppose I am not well, so it may be the fever may be there, so thermometer will measure and tell me, or blood pressure is there, low or high accordingly, it will be reflected through BP instrument. So, if the medicine is taken or some remedial measures they are done, things will become all right. It means I am moving in right direction. So similarly, my mind, how to know that my mind is now moving in right direction and I have got now control over it? So one thing that what I saw in Baba, as Baba was moving towards his final stage, you see, Karmatit, angelic stage. So earlier Baba used to give us lot of time. Okay, what are the services? We used to tell him, he used to hear, give direction, giving sufficient time. In, you see, 60, 65, 6, 7, etc. But towards the end, in the 68 and especially during the early 69, January 69, Baba left the body and I had the fortune to be here in January 69. So, what I observed that Baba has conquered his mind up to the extent that when we used to go to Baba with some question, I will ask this thing. I will ask this. So Baba will, just Baba gives a drishti and within a few seconds Baba will tell, okay, you have come with this question. Okay, you do this like this and this will happen like this. Everything within few seconds or maybe 1 minute or so. So not only once, it happened 6-7 times. Especially during the last 2 days, various type of question for my personal upliftment, for Baba's service, for various other things, I went and Baba will tell. So I was just astonished, used to, how Baba knows what is going on in my mind. And then Didi Manmohani later once explained me that, you see, if when Baba is now going towards his final stage and he has conquered so much. In Hindi we say, Ichha Matram Avidya. You see, no thoughts. Thoughts means control over the thoughts so much. So if I have got control over my thoughts, I can read the thought of anybody very clearly. And not only read, so much power will be there in me. So I can give good wishes up to the extent so those thoughts are fulfilled. And this was very clearly visible from Baba's life towards the end. And it is just like if the, you see, clean water is there. There are no ripples, no waves. We can see our face very clearly. But if suppose stones, little stone you throw it, waves are generated, will we be able to see our face clearly? No, because the ripples are there, waves are there. Similarly, if my thought waves are there, my own thoughts are there, I cannot read the thoughts of other persons who are coming before me with their some expectations, with their some desires. Because in the end, what we saw Baba, the same part will be played by us for the other souls. Various souls will be coming before us with number of desires, expectations, peace for asking, peace for divine vision, happiness, our some sort of, because they will be powerless souls. Those souls now who will be coming, they will not be having much power to, though they may wish to come and continue in Gyan, but they may not be able to do because they are, the souls which will be coming, they will be quite weak souls. So, Baba has said, ki when these souls come before you, weeping souls, they are coming, but your form should be so much powerful. Weeping they come, smiling faces they go back. It's full of peacelessness they come, they become a sort of master ocean of peace when they go back. Their forms are completely changed. How? Because if I have conquered my own mind, I will immediately read their thoughts with what expectations they have come before me and then I'll be accordingly able to vibrate, to spread so much powerful vibrations, so that their thoughts are fulfilled. their expectations. This is what is sometimes Baba tells as volcanic yoga, Jwalamukhi yoga, you see, which I think you were having class today in the morning, Jwalamukhi. You know why this name, volcanic, just like volcano in India, there is a place in one of the state of Himachal Pradesh. There is one temple and there is one statue of one of the deities. From her mouth, daily, 24 hours, the flame comes out. Fire, Jwalamukhi. From the mouth, Jwala, that is the flame is coming. And the people of that area, they say that my father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great, since that time this flame is coming out, it never gets extinguished. Continuously it is coming out. So, in fact, the scientific, this is a spiritual aspect. People are having a lot of faith. And the phenomena is actually inside, on the earth actually, there is natural gas, deposits are there. So that gas is leaking, coming out from some fissures, etc. And somebody has built the statue of deity, and accordingly that channel of gas is created, and that fire is coming out. Okay, because I belong to that organization. I myself a petroleum engineer. I passed and then worked in that company, so I know this history. We were told in the case histories. And so at that time, when early 60s or late 50s, when these gas deposits, they were explored, and our fellows, they went and then they explained to those fellows. They were not ready to accept. No, this is deity, because spiritual feeling and your devotion to the deities are that. Then our fellows, the scientists, they put some valve in that channel and they demonstrated, you see what we are saying, though we are having also the regards for the deities, but the fact is that it is a gas channel. And they closed the valve, so gas stopped, so fire extinguished. And then again they opened the valve and then again lit it, again it started coming. But what is the lesson learned from it is that why this fire, Jwalamukhi, volcanic, volcano is also a continuous process. Continuously the fire, dust, heat, temperature, that is coming. So first and foremost requirement for conquering our old nature and for this volcanic yoga is the continuity. And I have been seeing it since, as I told you, I am in this knowledge since last some 50 years. And in the beginning, when we used to come to Madhuban, early 60s, you see, at that time I was just a student. And at that time, there was not much concept of Amrit Vela. And we used to get ready at around maybe 5:30 and come to the class everywhere. And then Baba also used to take the class, come to the class. And then this morning yoga and morning class used to be there in the history hall. But then later on, concept of this Amrit Vela. Because if Amrit Vela is powerful, the whole day will be powerful. Then later on, in early 70s, the concept of traffic control came. And 5 times traffic control, right from mornings, then 7 o'clock, 10:30, 12, evening 5:30, and then 7:30, like that, various timings. Then further, this hourly concept, 1 hour each, every time 1 minute, every hour, you see. So we are also moving towards this continuity, continuous. Instead of that powerful yoga, half an hour powerful yoga, Amrit Vela, suppose it is there 1 hour. But more valuable is if that hourly, maybe 1-2 minute is there, that is much, much more beneficial than hourly yoga, Amrit Vela, and throughout the day we are busy in our Laukik activities and other services and we are not able to remember. No, the continuity. And this volcanic Jwalamukhi Yoga, the flame continuously, because it is the continuous one. Whenever a patient is very sick, you see, or not well, he is shifted to the hospital and then the drip is given. So you see drip, it is drop by drop but continuously. And this dripping continuity brings her into life again. Energy comes in. So that what Baba wants, that this continuity throughout the day, maybe for a minute in an hour, maybe 2 minutes, but that continuity again rejuvenate us. So this is one. And that what Baba, and that was reflected from Baba's life, because whenever the palti is used, as I was telling you, that Baba used to read the mind, because he has conquered his own thoughts and minds. And I tell you, the last class on 18th January, I was sitting before Baba in the history hall. Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani was also sitting in front. Baba was giving Murli. 18th January, evening, maybe around 8:30 or so. So Baba was giving Murli. And suddenly, I was quite young at that time, 21 years, 22. And then Baba, suddenly a thought came to my mind. Just thought, how nice it will be if Baba guides me, Baba takes my name and gives some suggestion for my spiritual upliftment. And similar, just the thought came to my mind, and Baba was, you see, in his final stage, Karmatita stage, 18th January evening. And as soon as the thought came to my mind, immediately, because Baba's mind was so clean and clear, immediately my thought must have reached to him. Immediately he spoke, telling my name, speaking my name, giving me some good directions, and likewise, just whatever came to my thought, immediately Baba caught it. In addition to it, whatever I have gone before, that was personal, this was in the hall. So this is not a miracle or opening, because the Karmatita stage soul, final stage soul, his or her mind becomes so much clear that whatever the thoughts from our, you see, from any of the soul comes, which requires my help, my, you see, support to that soul, immediately that thought will come to my mind and such words will be spoken coming out from the mouth, such actions will be there, that soul will feel contented and as his or her desire is fulfilled. So that what I observed, it is still, if you take the audio cassette of that day, which is usually available in Panda Bhavan, that below Om Shanti Bhavan, that cassette counter is there. Their 18th January audio cassette. At that time, this video, etc., were not so much popular. So, and then that cassette very clearly, just. And that day, Baba, though Baba was having, you see, some sore throat, he had to clear his throat time to time, especially during acute winter. And during that 17th and 18th January, Baba was not having a very good health also. But if you see the 18th January Murli, not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat, you see. And as Murli, so, you see, flawless Murli, those that came from Baba's mouth. And at that time, you see, we say that when the soul attains Karmatita stage, all his karmic accounts, they are settled, and whatever the karmic accounts, since they are settled, so that yog bal, the yog power, completely overcomes the karmic account of the body, and completely the the body becomes free from any sufferings. Sufferings are there, but the feeling of the suffering will not be there. And so on 18th January, not a single time, Baba was required to clear his throat and Baba's Murli came, you see. So powerful. That also shows that this body, ailments are after all in the body. Body is made up of these five elements. So, the yoga power completely overcomes all the ailments. And so that final stage is achieved. And that is also very much reflected because when Baba left the body, you see, after all this body is made up of these five elements, which are, you see, vishas, which are not powerful in this Kali Yuga. But Baba has made, transformed these five elements of nature, purified these elements up to the extent that though Baba's body, Baba left the body on 18th January evening, night, but, and it remained there the whole 18th night, 20th morning, 20th night, 21st morning, 20th morning, 20th night, and 21st afternoon it was consumed to flame. You see. At that time, since I was there, I am a physical witness, no injection was given, any chemical lotion was done, put. But Baba purified these five elements of nature, of this body, that even after around some 65 hours or 70 hours, Baba's body was just no disintegration in the body, no bad smell. And usually once the soul leaves the body, within few hours, the body gets stiffed, you see. Stiffness come. But even on 21st morning and noon, we just gave a bath to Baba's body before consuming it to the flames. But Baba's body was so much flexible. It was so much enlightened, light, white, completely. Otherwise, usually when the soul leaves the body, it becomes blackened, you see. Unless some injection, chemical, lotion or something, maybe. And afterwards, I had the opportunity to talk with some of the medical doctors. Number of times, they said, no, it is not possible. Disintegration will definitely take place and it will be blackened. Huh? The color will change and definitely it will get stiffer. Stiffness will come. But nothing happened to Baba's body. Was so much flexible. No stiffness. This is a proof that how to conquer these five elements of nature. Baba was a living example of this one. Baba has purified these five elements of nature with so much positive vibrations and always with the nature of giving and giving and giving. You see. So, this is because internal nature we are all trying with the practice of Raj Yoga and spiritual knowledge and spiritual practices in life. Internal nature we are trying to change, conquer our old sanskars, old habits. But more we are able to change this one, more the external nature, our this body, which is made up of these five elements, they will also be getting purified and purified and purified. And so, even after this 70 hours or so, Baba's body was like, just as it was looking, Baba is lying and sleeping, and as usual, Baba will get up and again call, oh my dear child, come on, dear sweet children. Just like Baba's body was, no change at all, even after 3 days. So, this was one of the things. Moreover, in Baba, how Baba was utilizing, Baba often says, in last few Murlis, though we are having number of treasures with us, but main two important treasures are, which are two important treasures? Time and thoughts. To which Baba has extended this homework by 1 week also, and today is the last day of that week, extended week. Because on 5th Baba came, today is 12th. So Baba is giving us more and more grace period, more and more timing, so that whatever the earning is there, and how Baba was a personification of saving each and every thought and time. About thought I told you. Because Baba has controlled his thoughts, so he was able to read the thoughts of others. And not read, but to fulfill their thoughts and desires, whatever, which I told you now. And how time Baba was saving, each and every time. Because just whenever now the parties are coming and we are taking the parties, the Brahmani or the teacher in charge who brings the party to some senior dadis or senior sister, and one by one they are meeting. Just like Dadi Janki, Dadi will give time. Okay, 10 o'clock this party comes, 10:30 this, 11 o'clock this party, 11:30. Likewise, Baba also used to give at that time. Baba used to meet the parties either in the this hall, history hall, or Baba's hut, you see. At that time meditation hall was not there, history hall was there. Or if some 2-3 persons are there, then Baba used to meet in his room also. Baba's room was very small, only of that up to that one where the Baba's bed is there, front portion. This later on this room was extended, but otherwise Baba's room was very small, some 10 by 10 feet or so, 10 by 8 feet or 10 feet. Very small, only one bed and one table, chair, and one just that sandali or gaddi where Baba used to sit and meditate. So there we used to meet Baba. So party, some party is given 10 o'clock time, okay? Maybe at that time party never used to be big, 4, 5, 10 person at the most, 8, 10, 12. So party will come, sister in charge, she will bring the party members at the stipulated time, whatever the time is given. So she will see the Baba is sitting and Baba's eyes are open, but Baba is lost in his thoughts. Even the teacher in charge and party has come, so Baba is lost in his thought. Then the teacher will tell, "Baba, Baba, I have come, the party has come." Then Baba suddenly will, after hearing this, maybe he used to get a sort of jerk, yes. He never used to be in trance, eyes are open. But lost up to that extent, body consciousness completely forgotten. As Baba says, your various places are there sometimes, Paramdham, subtle world, and then golden aged world, like that. So, mentally Baba used to be there, and then Baba will say, "Oh, you have come? Okay, come, dear. Sit down. And as Baba is pulled to the body, and then Baba will start conversation, communicating with them. Okay, one by one everybody will meet Baba. And just after that one, just when the party leaves, Baba will again, Baba played his part, whatever he was supposed to. And again, he will be mentally just up. So each and every second Baba used to utilize it, not wasting any time. That is why Baba became number one. Again, then party will come, another party will come, Baba will meet the party, and likewise, the saving of each and every, this fragmented time, whatever in the, usually in our time management, the courses we are conducting, so these small periods, fragmented time, Baba was able to utilize each and every second this time. Then, what else? Because Baba, whatever Baba says, actually Baba was practicing first himself. Say for example, Baba used to say, Baba's age was, you see, around 92, 93 age, and this sore throat, cough, used to come sometime, all this problem. And sometime, so much, you see, coughing was there, that sometimes even eyes used to get wet. But just next moment, Baba will say, "Oh, you see, this is my, you know who is my very close friend? Who is my Sakhi? Kaun hai Baba ka Sakhi? Who is the closest friend of Baba, Brahma Baba? This khansi, that coughing throat." And Baba, in lighter mood, used to tell, "Oh, sometime I communicate with Shiv Baba. Baba, get rid me of my this very close friend, this coughing throat. She is not leaving me." So, just in lighter mood, get rid. Then Shiv Baba used to tell, no, Baba can't do it. Shiv Baba, this is your karmic account. You have to settle your karmic account, and Baba cannot do anything in it. Baba, you take do meditation. Baba will provide you power, but whatever the karmic accounts you are having, you and only you have to settle. So when there is no concession to even Brahma Baba, will there be any concession for me or for you? So we all must be, whatever the karmic account of our body, our relationship, our various settlements, they come before us, we should always settle it with smiling face. And whenever this khansi will come, Baba will say, and next moment Baba will say, "Oh, you see, in this old age now, Baba is having this khansi, but, oh, I am going to become like this." There used to be one translate of Shri Krishna, Lord Krishna. "Oh, I am going to be like this, you see. We should be always be very happy. We should not bother much about this body karmic account. And our happiness must continue. Always we should remain happy." And Baba, "Oh, children, you know, khushi, you must should be so much happy as," there is one word in Sindhi, I don't know, it's khushi mein khagiya marni chahiye. I don't know what is the English of khagi, but it used to be, Baba used to ask, "Bachche, you know what is this khagi?" Most of us were not knowing. Then Baba will act, "I'll show you. Oh, you should be so much happy. Oh, I am going to become like this. And tomorrow I will, Baba used to, and so much face used to get illuminated, Baba's. And what Baba wanted to make the point, that whatever the situation is there, we must not lose our happiness. Happiness of face comes later on, first the happiness of mind. So we should be conqueror of the situations, not the situation should conquer us. Usually what happens? Situations conquer us. But we should be able to conquer the situation. We are sitting in our drawing room, suppose, we are seeing the TV, and in TV some photographs of something is being shown, somewhere earthquake has come, thousands perished, and so much, you see, people are suffering, sorrow. So though I am sitting in my AC room and my everything is fine, but those things, the external situation, will control my happiness. I will also not feel good. People are suffering and all, whatever, though I may be eating, but I may not be able to enjoy it. So we all know how the external situation affect us. But now Baba wants, your internal nature should be so much powerful that it should be able to affect the external environment. And that is what now the science is also helping us. You might have heard the name of Dr. Professor Emoto of Japan. His findings are there, that how our thoughts affect the water, how our thoughts affect the earth, these things. Our rural wing, etc., they have also conducted that Professor Emoto on the water sample. If the positive thoughts, wherever they are given, so some very nice final ornamental shape of crystals were formed. And where the negative thoughts, negative samples and negative, you see, things are written, then it is the vice versa, the reverse, the devil shape, some crystals they are formed. So when our thoughts affect so much the external water sample, What about the water which is in our body? More than 70% is water. And if I am a bit of thinking negative and jealousy or hatred or these things, when they are affecting outer sample which science has measured, it has put before everywhere on the net, this is his findings are there. So why not it will affect the water which is inside the body and body will get diseased. Disease means dis-ease. We are away from ease. You see, we start feeling, you see, either irritate, we will feeling irritation or sufferings or sorrow and like that. Because our thoughts affect. So our internal nature, this affects the outer. And that is why in Madhuban, whenever we are coming, so because here those who are residing here, they have made this environment so much powerful that whomsoever comes in this environment, they also start feeling as they are getting lot of power. Because each and every, you see, molecule of this environment, they are spiritually charged. So our internal nature, it affects this external nature. This now we have to establish, the science has established the external nature affects our internal nature, our happiness, our thing. We are coming from summer with 40 degree temperature or so. And as soon as we entered in the AC, air conditioned room, we feel relieved. The science, which is our creation, that makes us happy, comfortable, peaceful. So we are the creator of the science, and why not then our thoughts, our nature, we make the environment so that the souls of this whole world, they get power, they feel peaceful and happy. That what Baba wants, that what we are doing also in the morning, spreading our powerful and positive vibrations. Sakash, that what Baba says. And for that one we must practice one thing especially, and that is what Baba often says, to put full stop, you see. Usually our time is wasted if something has happened which is not of our liking. Our own liking and dislikings make us happy or unhappy. So if something has happened which actually we don't want by our heart, then again our thoughts will be wasted in that one, our energy will be wasted. So that is why Baba wants us that it should not take even 2 seconds. In last Murli Baba said yesterday, just 1 second you thought stop and immediately it stops. You see, in science we stop, we switch off, everything is off. We switch on, everything. It takes a fraction of a second. So we are the creator. Baba wants to take us up to that stage that we should be able to put full stop. Okay, sometimes we are able. But again, you see, one dot denotes full stop. And number of dots denotes what? The continuity of the sentence. If suppose some sentence is there, we leave in between and we want to show that it is continuing, so number of dots we will put so that as the still the sentence is there but the words are not written here. So full stop, but only full stop will create vacuum. Suppose some thoughts are going on and we put full stop, but if we don't fill the space with the positive thoughts, with the powerful thoughts, then again this dot will vanish, one more dot. We will try to put another dot. So number of dots, they will make the sentence continuous. Again and again the thoughts will come in our mind. Okay, mind can never be thoughtless. This is the faculty, just like eyes. Its work is just, it will close and open like that. The heart, it will palpitate. This beating of heart will be there automatically. Pulse, by itself it will be. So this is their natural work. So the thought of mind, the thought in the mind, it is its natural sanskar. But we can see whether it is a positive thought or negative thought. That we can definitely, we cannot make a full stop in the sense. Full stop, what Baba says is, whatever the negative thought is going on, to make a full stop. But it must be replaced by another thought. So we have to put a positive thought in its place so that the negative thoughts, they all vanish. And that is why in our life, this is our life. Life is a, Baba says, continuous process. And this very word, life, it reflects actually the complete meaning of L. This denotes learning. So whatever the spiritual knowledge we are learning, it is a theoretical aspect, knowledge, spiritual learning. Then indulgence, I denotes, that is a yoga part, indulgence. And whatever we have learned, we put in our dharanas, in our practice. So along with the learning, the indulgence is there. And afterwards, then after some time, we must evaluate in whether I am moving in the right direction or not. If right is there, how much right? Whether I am required to change some direction or some speed? Always the corrective measures, the audit, must be done. If audit is not done, it will look as we are moving and moving, but we may not be getting result as per our expectations. And that is the source of happiness, that what Baba wants, because somebody has defined the formula for happiness, very easy, very good. Happiness can be defined is equal to anything as X upon Y, as we say. So happiness is equal to achievements divided by expectations. So more the achievements are there, more the happiness. But expectations, you see, if suppose my expectations are very high and again, and if since all the expectations are never fulfilled in this Kali Yuga, so more the expectation, lesser the level of happiness. So what is L in life? It involves learning, then I, indulgence, F is finding. We have to find the meaning of our life. Why for we are doing all these things. And then E denotes evolution. You see. It is such a continuous process we must do daily, and that what Baba says, daily writing chart, daily talking, daily, you see, making a meeting with our mind and intellect and everything. So that this daily evolution is also there, and there then whatever the corrective measures are to be applied, we should not take, you see, carry forward the things of today for tomorrow. Early morning when we get up and do, oh Baba, good morning, nothing should be taken from the last day. Because whatever the carry forward, that thing is there, that affects our whole day. It may spoil the whole day. So, with this one, Baba was a manifestation of a perfect nature, you see. So, inner nature and outer nature. And in the end, just taking these five elements, I will emphasize only one or two points each. How we can make our inner nature compatible with the external nature. Five elements of nature. We have to make friendship with these elements, you see. The earth, fire, water, etc. So that a friend in need is friend indeed, it is said. So friend will always help the friend in the hour of crisis. So whenever the natural calamity is there, some crisis is there, so these five elements, they will not be responsible for bringing sorrow or unhappiness even to the death to us, because they are my friend, and friend will also always help. So how to make friendship with these elements? How you can make friendship with water? How you can make? Very simple. You see, friendship is usually there between the two, where their sanskars match, habits match. There the friendship is there. So, the one of the basic sanskar of water is flexibility. It is able to adjust itself in any utensil. If you take the water in glass, it will be able to adjust. You take the water in spoon even, it will be able to adjust. So I take the lesson from this one is that I should be able to, you see, incorporate the sanskar of water in me. I should be so much flexible that I should be able to adjust with any soul of the world. Not that this soul, oh, he's my friend, but she is not my friend. I am not able to adjust with this one, but I can adjust with this one. No, I should be able to adjust my flexibility. So much lightness in the sanskar that if I am able to adjust with anybody, then there will never be any clash of sanskar between any two persons. So, as I have inculcated the sanskars of water, and so what will happen? Water will never be a source of unhappiness. Whatever the tsunami comes, whatever the flood comes, but it will never take my life because I have made the friendship with water. Similarly, water is having the sanskar of, you see, coolness. See, automatically, if you put it on the burner, fire, it will boil. But once you take it out, it will again come back to its original stage. Similarly, if suppose due to some my old sanskar, I become angry or likewise I lose my original sanskar, then I must come out as early as possible, come out from that situation, come back to my normal sanskar as that of water, come back to my original position. Likewise, there are 10 to 15 qualities of water. Due to shortage of time, I will not take, but think over it. Have churning, what are the various. Similarly, what is the sanskar of Mother Earth? Earth. What is the biggest quality, virtue, value of Earth? It is a giver. You see, Mother Earth always, you put a single seed, the whole plant and tree will come and thousands of seeds will come out. Always a giver. So like Mother Earth, if I am always a giver, whomsoever come before me, I must be able to give positive thoughts, good wishes, well wishing, all these things. Not necessarily something physical, but these things which they don't, you see, incorporate any physical money or material thing. There will be a limitation to that one. But in the positive thoughts and feelings and emotions and love and peace, vibration, always share with others. That what Baba says, Amrit Vela and evening, spread these positive vibration. Shubh Bhavna, Shubh Kamna. So if I inculcate this sanskar of Mother Earth, then as I have made friendship with the Mother Earth, so whatever the earthquake comes, maybe intensity of 9 and more, as it came in Japan. Yesterday was the anniversary of Japan's tsunami and that, whatever happened. 11th March 2011 it came. And so, whatever comes, but earth, whatever it shakes, but it will not be able to create unhappiness or sorrow in me. Because I made the friendship with Mother Earth. So Mother Earth will always be remain friend. It will not be able to take my life or bring sorrow and unhappiness. So make the friendship with five elements. Similarly, air. What is the quality of air? Light. It takes everything up, you see. If a thing is heavy, it will come towards earth. If a thing is light, it will go away from earth. It will fly. So I should always also remain always light. Whatever the situation, the papers come in my life, it should not make me heavy. Light, always light, so that I always move up and high in life. So then, The net result will be, in the end, there will be so much cyclones will be there, tornadoes will be there, five elements of nature, as we often see in US and some other places in the world. So many things, they come, this air, so much violent it becomes, 100, 130, 150 miles per hour and like that, so much speed. But if I am in the habit of remaining always light, and if I have inculcated this sanskar from the air, wind, to remain light, then whatever the intensity of cyclone comes, it will never be able to hurt me. Because I have made the friendship with air, the basic elements of the cyclone. So try to find out what are the qualities in these five elements of nature, and when these qualities if we inculcate, similarly in the fire, the sun is a manifestation of fire in the nature. And this sun, you see, wherever the light, sunlight is there, it is the day, the life starts. And like that, the sun, you see, the fire. Fire is having a quality to change the form of the things which is put in the fire. It completely changes the form. Similarly, the volcanic yoga, as I was telling you, that we must be able to acquire such a stage of meditation, high stage, that whomsoever comes before me, I must be able to transform, change his situation, his feelings, his emotions. As I said, with so much peacelessness one will come. When they come before me, let them go back with full of peace in their mind. Lot of sorrow with that one they will come. Let them go back with lot of happiness. So I must be able to change like fire changes the things. And that will come only through volcanic yoga. And in the end, the last element is what? Ether, sky, vastness. There is one single, this is sky. And so that vastness should be in my heart, you see. In that vastness, you see, the satellites, they are there and we are able to communicate with each other through the satellites, through this phone and TV and radio and all electromagnetic waves and likewise. So I must see that my communication links are continuously maintained with the Supreme and with each and every soul. Not that I have got liking towards somebody and disliking towards other. With somebody I want to pass more time, with somebody I don't want to see the face of that person. No, must be able to communicate, and that will be when I have got liking and love for each. Because each and every soul is selected by God Himself. Shiv Baba has selected, and Shiv Baba's selection cannot be wrong. Shiv Baba is the final authority. And when Baba has selected somebody, though at this moment any soul may be looking very ordinary to me, no special quality, but the time will come when the speciality of that soul will come out, will be reflected, and that will be a great source of service. So I must see each and every soul to whom Baba has selected with all the three, you see. The present, past and future. Present may be ordinary, but in the past, this soul is doubled, the deity, with double light. I must see in that stage. The future, the soul is going to be like an angel, very light, and practicing knowledge and yoga. So if I am able to see with all the three times, three tenses, past, present, future, then I will never be having any question, oh, this soul, she is or he is in Gyan last 20 years, but still this much of weakness is there. No. Baba, you see, is living example. We are having 100, you see, the one quality and 100 actually disqualifications. 100 weaknesses, But Baba will not see those 100, he will see only the one, and only one which is the positive in our, and Baba will uplift us. So the same, on the same step, we must maintain. So, let us today match our internal nature with the external nature and try to inculcate from these five elements of nature, whatever the virtues and values they are having, so that we inculcate those and we match our internal nature with the external and we become conqueror as Brahma Baba has become. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Thank you very much. Let us have meditation for 10 minutes.